Blog Talk Radio.
From deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, Blog Talk Radio and Wildlife Educational Services presents Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we visit his wild world.
We're back, everybody. Hello, everyone, from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson, and you're listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on this magical worldwide network we call Blog Talk Radio as we enjoy 80-degree temperatures here in the Midwest. And we're so excited to have the program back on. We've got lots of great shows planned ahead, and we've got a nice one tonight. Jazz vocalist, I'm telling you, the world will be a whole lot better if we can listen to a little Izzy Chait, and that's what we're going to do tonight. Talk about his work helping out various wildlife organizations. It's going to be a great hour. As always, our studio producer, Melissa Hovey, the technical engineer, Wayne Larson, and, of course, the music, Scott Carney. And from the Wild World News studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, and they are still massive, the Honorable Distinguished Dr. Henry Day. Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening, Mr. Batson. Are you all ready for this new season?
We are. We are. We've got lots of exciting things planned. Tonight's going to be a great program, but it's going to be fun again.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, and we are starting off with a great guest tonight.
Oh, absolutely. We want to remind everyone that this half hour is brought to you by We Want You Cottages in Chautauqua Lake, Maysville, New York. In fact, we had the opportunity this past weekend to stay with Peter and Kathy Weimer at their cottages. And folks, if you enjoy fishing and the out-of-doors and a great place to stay, a fantastic host, We Want You Cottages at www.wewantyou.com. That's the place you want to go. And man, I guess the muskie season is just about ready to start here soon. And of course, the walleye, and they're catching smallmouth bass, perch. Fantastic. And I'll tell you what, the lake is like an ocean. It is absolutely huge. So we encourage everyone to go to their website, www.wewantyou.com, and see about booking right now your next vacation in western New York, because you will not regret it. The following part of Wild World News is brought to you by We Want You Cottages, and we'd like to thank Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time, from his broadcasting mecca in Indianapolis, Indiana, the distinguished Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News.
Good evening. This is Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News. Starting out the new season, let's head east to Ohio. Shall we?
Yes.
Cincinnati, Ohio. An abandoned baby gorilla born at a Texas zoo made her debut at the Cincinnati Zoo this week. Now, the three-month-old lowland gorilla named Gladys Stones will be paired with a surrogate mother.
Gladys Stones. Hmm.
Yes. How is my niece Elizabeth doing?
The olive baboon, she's doing quite well. She had a wonderful day outside today.
I bet she did. Is she helping you pull weeds again this year?
Oh, yes. Yeah, she's quite masterful at that, but she also includes the flowers, so that's the problem. And it's so difficult for the wife to get angry at the baby baboon when it does that, even though she spends so much time in those flower gardens.
Now, you know, the last time we were in Cincinnati together, we were in a college professor's basement searching for poisonous snakes.
We were, and you know, he also had in his basement probably one of the largest collection of crocodiles that I've ever seen. Crocodilians, I should say.
Larger than yours?
Yes, yeah. He had a Cuban crocodile that would chase you around in the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah, they basically eat people in the wild, so.
All right, we're going to call this next story Follow the Trail of Noodles.
Oh.
Riverhead, New York. The Riverhead Foundation for Marine Research and Preservation has released a male porpoise named Noodles. Now, 6 months ago, Noodle stranded himself. Well, he's okay now. He's been released, and they attached a satellite tag to his dorsal fin. And maps tracking his movements will be available for public viewing on the Foundation's website.
That's pretty cool.
And that's the Riverhead Foundation.
Yeah, I'll have to check
that out.
That's
pretty cool. Have you ever wondered what a dolphin does where he goes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Looking up. Look up. Follow the trail of Noodles.
Wow. I'll
right.
do that.
Well, here's another snake story, since our Cincinnati story.
Yeah.
This one takes us to Jackson, Mississippi.
Mm.
Non-venomous snakes are slithering into a courthouse there, giving workers the creeps. Five of the brown, now you know the decay snakes.
Right.
They sometimes call them earth snakes, have been found in the county circuit clerk's basement office this last month.
And this made the news.
And this made the news, yes. But here's the thing. As
they
we know of the decay
for lawyers.
Snakes,
yeah, lawyers.
They're going to find more of them.
Yeah, well, for the listeners that may not know, that's a fairly harmless little snake that yeah, basically eats night crawlers in the wild, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for people who don't like snakes, they're 10-foot anacondas. Or...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You should have seen the size of it. All right, well, I guess it's too cold to spawn in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Ooh.
Now, the low temperatures have delayed the sturgeon spawning season. Now, this time last year, the sturgeon had taken over the Wolf River to spawn well before the end of March. This year, the river is quiet.
Well, you know, they had a big, big snow in Minnesota this week. I mean, very big snow.
Right.
Yeah, that's, well, you know. People moved up there. It's their fault. <They're complaining. laughs>
The weather lately has a mind of its own.
It does have a mind of its own, Izzy. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we need some help from our listeners in Virginia. And now, strangely enough, the name of the town is Bird's Nest.
Oh.
Rewards totaling $7,500 are being offered for information in the poisoning deaths of five bald eagles.
Oh, my
March.
Lord.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, a sixth eagle survived and is set to be released at the Back Bay National Wildlife Refuge there in Virginia Beach.
Hmm. Yeah, I think the death penalty would be in order for that.
I'm going to have to agree with you there. That's just awful.
It's just so un-American.
Oh, man. How do they sleep?
All right, now... We call them lightning bugs here in Naptown, but in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, they're known as fireflies.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right. Now, it may be only love, but it's quite a show. The Great Smoky Mountains National Park has set June 6th to June 13th as the Elkhart Firefly Viewing Event. Now, firefly species known as Photinius carolinus flashes
synchronicity.
Yeah, help me out here.
Would you say the scientific name for me?
Well, let me just say this. They all
they're working
together.
Synchronicity.
Anyway, they all flash at the same time. Now, every year it brings thousands of visitors to watch the naturally occurring show.
I'll bet.
Synchroniciously.
Whatever. That'll be edited out.
Yeah, we'll just cut that out. Nobody will ever hear that.
No.
All right, now we love the Beatles, right?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Well, so does kindergartner Ava Brabricio from St. Louis, Missouri.
Mm.
Now, Ava has won the grand prize in a nationwide art contest about endangered species. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife announced that Ava took the top honor for her artwork depicting the American burying beetle, which in 1989 became the first insect designated as a federally endangered species.
Really?
Interesting. Huh. Really. Isn't that pretty cool?
That's really cool.
Kudos out to Ava.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
While we're talking beetles,
Yeah.
More than 2,500 cover versions of the Beatles' Yesterday exist, making it the most recorded song in history.
Izzy, have you done that?
I've not covered that song, no. I've sung it, but I've never covered it.
Oh.
Never
you
recorded
can be
it.
2,501, Izzy.
I could be. And
right,
it, you know, that song, too, has been covered in probably 40 different languages.
Oh, I'll bet it has.
All right, for the local news, the turkey vultures are back.
Oh, good.
Yes, now, we have reports that we're going to have an early arrival of hummingbirds.
They're here.
They're here.
Yes.
Yes, they left Mexico a little early. They expect them to arrive a little earlier. So if you feed your birds, it's time to put your feeders up.
We've had them here for about 4 days.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have, I've seen more hummingbirds at your place than anywhere else in the world.
Well, I'll tell you, sometimes in the peak we have maybe 30 to 40 that visit the feeders.
In LA, we have them all the time.
Yeah. I have them all named too, Dr. Day.
Is that right? Well,
yeah.
You mix up some pretty good stuff out there.
Yes, we do. And then we also make hummingbird feeder water.
That's right. All right, well, let's end up the news tonight with facts of the day. The Snake River Birds of Prey National Conservation Area near Kuna, Idaho, is home to the world's most dense population of nesting eagles, hawks, and falcons.
Hmm.
Also, camel's milk does not curdle. And that's the Wild World News for May 2nd, 2013.
Once again, a fabulous job done by Dr. Henry Day and his staff at the Wild World News. We also encourage everyone to check out our website, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com. It tells all about our wildlife rescue work that we do, also our wildlife education programs. And then you can contribute to make sure that our work continues for many, many years to come. That's right, www.LarryTheAnimalGuy.com, and also our wonderful Facebook page that you can join, Larry the Animal Guy and Friends. These sort of things makes it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots I made and following behind me? Save my love through loneliness.
The world seems like a much better place when you have a little Izzy Chait to listen to. Our guest tonight, all the way from Beverly Hills, California, wildlife guy in his own right, Izzy Chait. Good evening, Izzy.
Good evening, Larry. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's absolutely our pleasure. We had such a great time the last time you could find the time to be a part of our program and share with us some of your music. And you've got a big event. We don't want to get too far into this without letting people know you've got an event coming up here in just a few days on, I believe, May the 7th.
I do. That's Tuesday night.
Wow.
And we have this wonderful club here in L.A. in West Los Angeles on Beverly Glen called Vibrato,
mm-hmm.
Vibrato Jazz Grill. And it's owned by Herb Alpert and run by his daughter, and gets a lot of very famous musicians in there. And we're doing a little concert, but also the concert is a fundraiser for the Wildlife Way Station, which is here in Southern California, that really takes care of big cats that no one wants anymore. All kinds of animals, but their specialty are the big cats.
And it is run by a fairly well-known person, I should say.
Yes. She's been running it for many years, and besides lions and tigers and ocelots, they have chimps and bears and a wonderful wolf and parrots and all kinds of things where, you know, people sometimes, especially, I mean, I hate to say it, but especially in California,
mm-hmm.
will sometimes get pets that they can't take care of, as they get bigger and maybe a little more bodacious than they were expected to be when they were first gotten. And they have no place to give them to, and the wildlife waste station takes care of them.
Well, what's the young lady's name? It's Tippy. Pronounce her last name for me, please.
I'm sorry, I can't. It's French.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I know I'm in trouble then.
Yeah, me too.
Talking about Tippy Hedren?
Yeah.
No, Tippy Hedren is a different place.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
I'm confused then. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, that's outstanding. So you've had an opportunity.
There's several places in Southern California that take care of basically birds.
Mm-hmm.
So, also some that take care of dogs and cats, and then, you know, sort of the typical house pet. But
sure.
This one is really specializes in the big cats, especially cats that have had their claws removed or been declawed.
Oh.
And it's a crippling thing to do to an animal.
Well, yes, because people don't realize how important that is for the animal's basic structure. I mean, they
right.
walk differently afterwards. They're just in their feet. They just look horrible.
Yes.
We work with cats. We don't have anything near what they have. We have six tigers, but they went to schools with us when they were youngsters, but I would never even consider, because I've seen the horror of seeing these cats have been declawed. I mean, it's all part of it's them. It's part of it'd be like cutting off someone's legs or something. They're just that important to these animals.
Right, right.
And you also work with the Los Angeles Zoo from time to time, or you're a contributor?
I do. As a matter of fact, I was just there the other day. Last Sunday, they had a special event in the morning for people who are, you know, donors to the Zoo Association.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw the new elephant enclosures with Billy the elephant. He's an Asian elephant, and he was doing some cute little things for us. And, oh, and to talk about baby primates.
Mm-hmm.
There are baby chimps,
oh,
baby
my.
Orangutans. There's a baby gorilla. There's some wonderful. Spring isn't spring a great time of year?
Oh, yes.
It's just the time for these infants to come out and be with the people too.
Well, and gosh, they're so. People will come by and they can watch the baboon forever. And it's true with all the great apes. I mean, I think one of the funniest things I ever saw, and you talk about interaction, was at the St. Louis Zoo. This was years and years ago. And they had their gorillas on display, and they had a huge pool of water right in the middle of the display. And I'd watch the children, they'd gather around the edge of the enclosure by the fence, and these gorillas would start running across their enclosure, and on the concrete they could actually kind of ski on their feet. And they'd take their arms and get a big old scoop full of water and send it flying toward those kids. And, I mean, I think those kids stayed there most of the day, you know, playing with those. It was fantastic.
Yeah, they're really playful. And you just have to look in their eyes to know that there's somebody home and that somebody is intelligent.
Well, I've always thought when you look at especially the great apes, well, even with the baboon, you think to yourself, this is actually smarter than I am. I mean, this thing is a lot more on the ball than I'll ever have, I'll tell you. It's just.
And sometimes, unfortunately, it's true.
it is true.
It's only people that do really stupid things.
They do.
Especially on California freeways.
First time I ever had an opportunity to drive, what's the big 9 lane, I don't know how many lanes it is, that goes
405.
Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
It's a nightmare. It always has been. It's sort of like if there's a heaven and hell, the 405 is purgatory.
and you see it all, I'm telling you. Do you have a favorite part of the Los Angeles Zoo that you like to visit, Izzy?
I like all of it. For a whole bunch of reasons, because they take really good care of the animals. I like
mm-hmm.
I like everywhere where the apes are. I like the cats areas. I love the bird areas. They have a new herpetology area for venomous reptiles and amphibians. It's fabulous. And they have some, they're a little older now, but just a few months ago they had a bunch of baby Komodo dragons.
Oh, my.
They were the cutest thing you've ever seen. But let me tell you what the best part of going to the zoo is, for me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me exercise, because I can walk around for 3 or 4 hours that I never do if I'm not there. You know, I just would be sitting at a computer or in the studio or doing something. But, man, when you're at the zoo, you just want to walk to the next group of displays and see the animals.
And you definitely do lose track of time.
Yes.
And I get so angry when I hear people say anti-zoo, because they have no idea that what a publicity person, I should put it this way, for the natural world.
No, it's true, and there's so many animals. If we didn't have zoos actually helping in the breeding of them, they
mm-hmm.
would be gone.
They would.
And they're not gone. We have them because people really care and want to see that these creatures survive through time.
I know, it's just very special. You know what also is special is the music of Izzy Chait. Here's something, a little selection from his new album. Would you tell me the title of the new album, Izzy?
Winds of Change.
Winds of Change, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Once I built a railroad, I made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime?
You know, I can imagine being in a place and listening to Izzy Chait and having your favorite beverage and just about going to another place, I should say. I mean, what a voice, Izzy.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's
That's a song I've always wanted to record and sort of never had the courage to do so, but was encouraged by the producer, Don Peek, and
mm-hmm.
we got together the Ray Charles alumni band, all the guys that used
wow.
to tour with Ray,
mm-hmm.
and we got Ellis Hall on piano and organ, and Ellis was supposed to replace Ray on the road, but unfortunately, you know, Ray passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Don was his guitar player for more than a decade, and we had fun recording with these guys, and I had fun doing that song because, you know, it was written in a different time and place, but here we are back in America, and in some places it's the same time and place.
It had to be in a studio with these musicians with such a marvelous history. I can imagine the studio banter between takes was just, they had to have lots of stories, I said.
Oh, stories, wild stories about being on the road, especially in the South.
Mm-hmm.
Where there was sometimes a kind of a reverse prejudice, where white musicians were not allowed to play with a black band, and Don Peek was a white guitar player, and he was Ray's guitar player, and then they were in Alabama, and the troopers were coming on the bus.
Really?
And if they found Don on the bus with the Ray Charles band, they would have arrested him. So Ray screamed out, "Tell him he's Mexican."
Oh, my.
And they actually put some makeup on him so that when he performed, he looked a bit darker. It's, thank God the world has changed.
I know, and it's hard to even imagine it. At one time it was that way, but it hasn't been that long. That's what's really so sad about it.
It hasn't been that long, yeah. And the three of us are, I think, children of the 60s, and, you know, we work toward the good of mankind, and we're getting there little by little.
We are, I'll tell you. I always say I'm so glad when I grew up. I mean, this era that we had a chance to experience, and I'm not trying to be down or anything, but I really feel for the youngsters now what the future may lay ahead. You know, you just don't know. But I think it'll all be good.
I think so too. They have every opportunity and so many more opportunities that we'd never had. And if they just pick up on them and are willing to work, they can succeed, and the world can become a much better place.
Amen.
That's absolutely said so well. Our guest tonight, Izzy Chait, from Beverly Hills, California, who's also an auctioneer. And I had a chance. I was talking to your son, Jake, earlier today. Oh, yeah. And we were watching this, the name of his show. It's coming to me.
Final Offer.
That's it. Okay. And I said, man, Jake, I said, you had a great personality on the show, and kind of gave us a little insight, maybe a very small insight, to a little bit what the auction business is about. I said, some of your co-hosts weren't so charming, but I thought Jake did a fantastic job.
No, he's good, and I'm breaking him in little by little as a sort of replacement auctioneer. Mm-hmm. Almost every auction I'll give him about 100 lots to sell on his own, and I walk away from the podium and I let him do it.
Really? Wow. Well, there were some real, of course, in your world, probably not that, but there was some real cash out laid for some of the items on the Final Offer show, I'll tell you. That was...
Oh, yes.
And he was not afraid. I mean, he would walk right in with those guys, and it was pretty amazing.
Well, he's been trained since he was a little boy.
My God.
I have three sons. They all work in our company, and they all have sort of different roles. But all three of them, you know, have been all over the world and been to China since they were, you know, 5-6 years old, dozens and dozens of times. And they've seen so many things and heard so many stories that they can filter out the truth from the falsehoods, and they're pretty good about it.
That's pretty important in that line of work, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's life or death, actually.
I mean, you can imagine somebody bringing something in, think it's worth a fortune, and you're looking at it and say, well, I don't think that's authentic.
That part is a little sad, because sometimes it's you're forced to break the truth to somebody, and it's news that you know they don't want to hear, and they've been told these stories over the years, and they were just stories.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't happen that often anymore, because the Internet has sort of leveled the playing field. People who really want to know about things can look them up online and learn about them. But if they never knew that, you know, what their grandparents told them was some really rare thing that, you know, that was made less than 100 years ago, they're really disappointed.
Our guest tonight, Izzy Chait, brand new CD, Winds of Change, and we're going to give everybody, is it izzychait.com?
That's right, izzychait.com.
And they can get all your CDs. How many CDs have you put out?
I think it's 7, you know, I can't remember to tell you the truth. But
I've
think
got a
it's
huge
7.
Collection of them. I mean, I've got my Izzy Chait section in my CD collection. So,
and we're coming out with a DVD soon, and we're coming out with dance music soon, because we did a show for New Year's Eve for a couple of hundred dancers at the Beverly Hills Hotel,
mm-hmm.
and we did waltzes and foxtrots and rumbas and just music directed only toward dancers, because my wife is a ballroom dancer, and so this is something she wanted. So we're coming out with a CD of that, and we're going to be giving the CDs away free to any dance instructors, so they can use them in their teaching.
Wow, and I'll guess that Dancing with the Stars has kind of put a whole new popularity into ballroom dancing.
Oh, absolutely,
fantastic. Our guest tonight, Izzy Chait. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio.
Sassy! Sassy! this week's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Gosh, Johnny, playing in the cave sure is neat.
Oh, boy, a kitty cat.
Cassie, the kitty cat's yelling. What's that? It's not a kitty? It's a bobcat? Speaking of cats, do you like to stress the importance of adopting cats from animal shelters? Over 5 million cats go into animal shelters every year? And with millions of healthy cats to choose from, it's a shame more people don't adopt from shelters?
It's bobcat heavy. Help, Sassy!
Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow?
What's that supposed to mean? Oh, nuts.
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back to Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, here's your host, Larry Batson.
We'll be back with our guest tonight, vocalist Izzy Chait. Great half hour so far, so we're really looking forward to the final half of our show. But we want to tell everyone it's brought to you by McGregor Mountain Lodge in beautiful scenic Estes Park, Colorado. We call it God's Country. And folks, if you have not planned this summer's vacation yet, we encourage you to look it up at your website, www.mcgregormountainlodge.com. It's truly spectacular in the right on the boundaries of Rocky Mountain National Park, Long's Peak right in front of you, over 14,000 feet. Fantastic wildlife views, and you'll have bighorn sheep in your backyard, the great elk show, and, of course, the highest continuing highway in North America, Trail Ridge Road. It's absolutely spectacular. And, of course, the little village. I say village. It's really grown up over the last few years. Estes Park, Colorado. With lots of shopping to do, so there's something for everybody. Hiking, fishing, wildlife viewing, photography, bird watching. It's just a great time. And I'll tell you, when you visit the mountains, the Rockies, it's almost a religious experience. You really feel you're in the world with God there. So please encourage you to go to McGregorMountainLodge.com. Check out the cabins. We always have a perfect cabin we like to stay in. And it's you can have a great vacation in beautiful Rocky Mountain National Park. And all this is made possible, Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio.
Just hear that lonesome whippoorwill. It sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is winding low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen a night so long when time goes crawling by. The moon just went behind the cloud to hide his face and cry.
Guest tonight, Izzy Chait from Beverly Hills, California. Gosh, what great musicianship.
Wow, that guitar player.
Thank you. Guitar player, again, Don Peake, that used to be Ray Charles' guitar player and played with, I don't know, everybody who was anybody, the Everly Brothers, Sonny and Cher. In those days, these guys played around with all kinds of people. And the violin there
mm-hmm.
is Scarlett Rivera, who toured with Bob Dylan for many years.
Wow. I can't even imagine what the recording sessions were like.
It's wonderful to record with these people because they're so professional.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's incredible. I like recording and I like having the legacy of the music out there for the public to listen to, whether they get the CD or whether they listen to it on the radio or however they listen. But what I really love is performing live. And like this Tuesday night at our show, I have my normal quartet, but I will also have Don Peake on guitar, and I will also have Scarlett Rivera on violin.
My. And it just must give you added strength when you have that kind of background behind you, I mean.
Totally.
I mean.
And the stories are wonderful, you know, when you're sitting and not doing much in between or just having a meal. They've
mm-hmm.
got great stories from being on the road with some of the most famous cats that ever were.
I'd really be interested in hearing some Bob Dylan tales.
Well, Bob Dylan discovered Scarlett. She was a young girl walking down the streets of New York.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she was about 18 or 19 years old. She had her violin case she was carrying. This car pulled up, and a guy sticks his head out of the car and says, "Can you play that thing?" And she said, "Yeah." Because she was mostly playing Celtic music at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Get in, I'm going to take you to the studio." Took her to the studio, and then they went and jammed at a club with all kinds of famous musicians, and that was the beginning of her touring with him on the Rolling Thunder tour and many other tours.
What a wonderful story. I mean, gosh, you just wouldn't even think things like that happening.
You wouldn't think so. It's like that old story about some famous movie actress that was discovered in the sitting at the counter in Beverly, or no, on Sunset, I think, in a restaurant. Off coffee shop.
And like Lana Turner?
Lana Turner, right. Discovers her in the coffee shop and says, "Come do a screen test."
Yeah,
it can still happen if you're in the right place at the right time and be prepared.
Well, in my line of work, I remember getting a call while I was cleaning a monkey enclosure in a 90-degree day in August, and the guy on the phone said his name was Jim Fowler, the co-host of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Wow.
And I'm listening, and I'm thinking, that sure does sound like he invited us to go to South Bend, Indiana to bring some animals for a speaking engagement he had. And I thought, that which one of my friends can imitate the voice of Jim Fowler? Which turned out it wasn't, so it was absolutely a wonderful opportunity.
That is wonderful.
What's your favorite thing about being in the studio?
My favorite what again? I'm sorry, Mr.
What is your favorite thing about being in the studio?
My favorite thing about being in the studio is that it can go at a very incredibly fast pace,
mm-hmm.
or it can grow at an incredibly slow pace,
mm-hmm.
however you want it to go. But when you're doing, I guess I'm more like Sinatra. I don't like too many takes on a song, and I don't like to take pieces of a song and stick them in. I'd rather do the whole tune all the way through. But when you know exactly what you want, because the first two or three times you do the song, you're sort of experimenting of how it's going to be sounding like. And then while you get it in your head, like on this last album,
mm-hmm.
I got it in my head how these songs should sound. And I said, now I'm going to sit down and do it exactly this way. And Don, who is the producer on it, said, "Wow, we got it."
That must be a very good feeling, especially from
so
a gentleman
satisfying.
Like.
So
oh.
satisfying feeling.
It's and these studio musicians, people have no idea how quickly they can learn something and make it work. I mean,
well, they're incredibly talented because so many of them have been on the road
mm-hmm.
with all kinds of very famous people. They also read, you know, can sight read music perfectly, mm-hmm. And duplicate exactly what it says. And then they can go by the feel of what the song is like and adjust whatever notes they're playing. They're not totally limited by what's written on a piece of paper. They're only limited by their own ability to create. And if everybody is creating at the same time, man, you get some wonderful stuff. One of the bands that also was represented on that album is some of the original guys from the Wrecking Crew.
Oh.
Who at the time were the major studio musicians, you know, in the 60s that played with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys are all old guys, right?
Yeah.
But they got their chops like nobody's business.
I think that's what's exciting when you visit a city like Nashville.
Oh, yes.
10 o'clock in the morning, and you'll see guys walking down the street with guitar cases.
Well, four or five of those songs we actually recorded in Nashville.
Oh, you did?
And with some of the guys, with Scarlett and with Don,
mm-hmm.
and some of the guys who were part of the Rolling Thunder review that Bob Dylan did, like J.J. Jackson, guitar player, and we had an incredible pedal steel player. You know, I've never done anything kind of country-ish before, and this was, you know, a very country-ish kind of sound,
mm-hmm.
but, man, I liked it.
Oh, I think you would be great with country music with your own interpretations.
Well, thank you.
I can definitely hear some George Jones songs that with the Izzy Chait stylings would be absolutely spectacular.
Thank you. It's like that I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry.
Yeah.
I have two versions of that song on my album. One, it was my wife's father's favorite song of all time. He just loved Hank Williams. And then I said, well, we did it kind of straight, you know, country-ish kind of style, a little bluesy country. But let's do it really blue. And so we did a totally blues version, too.
Well, that's why these type of studio musicians are so great to work with. Absolutely. You can just click your fingers and give them an idea on the bar, and they'll just say, I'm going to have an equal problem. Let's just do it.
Right, and they go off, they take off, and it sounds good. Man, it sounds good.
We're talking with Izzy Chait. He's got a big event coming up on May the 7th. And the name of the organization again, Izzy?
The Wildlife Way Station, which specializes in taking care of unwanted, abandoned, or somewhat disfigured big cats and other kinds of animals, the kinds of things that people will have as a pet for a while and then not want them when they get too big and too hard to maintain or too expensive to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
And they're funded privately. They're not part of any governmental agency or anything like that. And they work really hard, and the staff there are all volunteers. I took a tour... took a tour of it about a year ago, I guess, a year and a half ago, and was just fascinated by how well cared for these animals were, how beautiful they were, and how really needy they were in terms of being able to be taken care of. It was fascinating. It was a real learning experience.
And you always get the feeling, of course, we do the sort of the, well, we do the same thing basically, but animals have a way of showing appreciation in their eyes and their mannerisms.
They do absolutely, and they have a way of bonding with people.
Yes.
You know, it's we have one planet.
Yeah.
We have, there's people on the planet, there are animals, there's insects, there's birds, there's all kinds of creatures, there's the trees and the grass and the sky and all of it, and nobody can be responsible for it all except us.
And doesn't it just dig, especially in California, doesn't it just dig in your crawl when someone says, well, mountain lions have come into my backyard, or these animals are a problem, they need to go.
Right, or in Montana with the shooting of the wolves and stuff.
Oh, yeah, well, I was doing a speaking engagement somewhere, and someone asked my attitude toward Alaska and Sarah Palin. I said, I don't really want to go there. So I, for a group of high school students, I said, so they just kind of all read between the lines and realized that I didn't have strong feelings about that.
Right.
Well, in fact, we have a...
No, I understand what you're saying, and you know, mountain lions come down from the hills when,
mm-hmm.
like right now it's in the 90s in Southern California, and it's really dry, and this is a fire season, and it's hard for them to get water, and they come down and look for water or look for something to eat.
Sure.
And it could be a rabbit or, you know, it could be a chihuahua.
yeah.
But whatever it is, it's part of the natural way that things happen. If you're worried about your pets, keep them indoors. You know, they're coyotes, they're wolves, they're mountain lions, there's all kinds of things, and they're going to behave in the way they've been behaved for millions of years.
It's all called survival, and they are opportunists, and if they have the opportunity, they'll eat whatever's... But it's kind of like Dr. Henry Day.
Exactly like me.
Okay. Right.
Well, it's a good thing we're at the top of the food chain, but we don't have to enforce it on everyone.
that's true. Our guest tonight, Izzy Chase, here's a little something, a little sample. And I encourage everyone to go to his website, izzychait.com, because he has some amazing CDs out, 7 of them. And I have all of them, I'll tell you that right now. And from his new one, Winds of Change, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs, and I've made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life on stages with 10,000 people watching, but we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I've treated you unkind, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me, but you can see right through me, 'cause we're alone now, and I'm singing this song.
Favorite songs, Donny. Oh my Lord! Izzy.
One of my favorite songs. Also, when Donny Hathaway recorded that song, it touched and broke hearts and caused floods of tears all over the world. It was an incredible thing done by one of the most incredible singers that's ever been on this planet. And I've always wanted to cover that song, and I wanted to dedicate it to my wife.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
she just must love you to death after that.
She always has and always will be.
I talked to you a while back, Izzy, and I was suggesting a song for you to do. Did you have an opportunity to find that song?
I did. I found it. I listened to it, and I've been listening to, actually, other tunes by him, and I'm going to find something in his repertoire. He's got a voice that fits very well with what I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be covering something of his.
Yeah, we're talking about Todd Rundgren and that song,
yeah.
Dust in the Wind. That's a breathtaking song. In fact, when I heard it, I thought, Izzy needs to do that song. That's just spectacular. And he has such great music.
Yes, he's a great writer.
Yeah.
Really great writer. And... delivers the message, you know. It's, I'm always saying it, that the song is the message. There's a communication there that the songwriter and the singer need to deliver to the audience, and it's carried on the underlying wave of music And if you can get it to the audience and they can understand it and duplicate it and understand the feelings and emotions and hope that's behind it all, then you've really got your product.
Do you ever, when you're performing a song like that, and you look in the audience and you see it's hitting home, that you find yourself getting emotional doing it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There are many times up on stage that I get a tear in my eye, especially when I take a moment before or after the song to talk about it, usually mm-hmm. before, about who wrote it, what year was written, and what the song means to me and why I want to perform it.
I have to see one of your shows. Do you ever come to the East?
New York sometimes.
No.
I don't know. If you give me an excuse to come out there sometime, maybe I'll be there.
Indiana needs Izzy Chait. I'll tell you what. The world needs Izzy Chait with his spectacular voice and wonderful songs and just a nice guy, folks. I'm telling you right now.
Thank you. maybe I'll come out for the Indy 500.
Have you not? You need to do that.
That would be fun. We actually know some people that are involved with the museum there, the Indy 500 Museum, and I always wanted to see his cars, his family's cars, because it's an incredible collection. I love cars, you know, like all American boys do.
Sure.
And that would be a good excuse, and then maybe we'll find some nice club and do a show.
Well, I think it's spectacular. I think I need to be calling some folks over there to the track, because I'll tell you right now, Izzy, the 500-mile race is one of the most spectacular events that you'll ever see, and no one can ever describe it to you until you've actually been there and been a part of it and had it around you, because when you put 350,000 people and these rockets that go, they're about 2 inches off the ground going around that track at over 200 miles an hour. I'm telling you, it is a show beyond shows.
That's what I hear. I've always wanted to be there. You know, I watch it on TV, of course, like a lot of us do. But
sure.
I always wanted to actually physically be there and feel it. You know, people talk about how when these cars are going around the track at that speed, you can feel it in your body. It just resonates throughout you.
It does, and I've never been to anything that left you with feeling that race has. And anytime I've talked someone into attending, they've become beyond fans. You know, there's people that have gone to that race for decades and kept the same seat. It's just absolutely spectacular. So we need Izzy Chait as a part of the 500 Festival. I'm
okay,
going to work on that.
Let's put that on the to-do list and work toward it.
Yeah, and at the same time,
I'm game.
And at the same time, we can have you out here at the compound, find a nice shady spot, enjoy some animals, a nice cool beverage, and
that would be wonderful.
The day with Izzy Chait with my tigers and bears and baboons, and we might
and the missus.
And the missus, yes. And the wives. And maybe even a guest appearance by Dr. Henry Day.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That would be great.
I think we have one more song we'd like to check out this evening on Larry Bathin's Wild World. Our guest tonight is Izzy Chait. Some great songs from his brand new album, Winds of Change, that are available at his website at izzychait.com here on Wild World.
You are so beautiful to me. You are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? You're everything I hope for, everything I need. beautiful to me.
Well, I have to say you probably recorded that for your wife as well, huh, Izzy?
I did, yes, and another song that I've loved forever. And we recorded that in Nashville, again, with Scarlett Rivera on violin and some, you know, great Nashville players. Mm-hmm. Some of the best players in the world are in Nashville.
They are.
And then I guess about 3 months ago, my granddaughter was celebrating her 6th birthday, and I invited her up on stage, and I sang that song to her.
Wow. Nashville is quite an exciting place, especially after hours.
It's exciting 24/7. It's the food is excuse me, unbelievable.
Oh, there's lots.
The food is wonderful. The sights are wonderful. The music is incredible. Everything about it is just to die for.
It is, absolutely. I've been there a couple times, and I encourage everyone. They're not even underwriter. Vacation in Nashville, Tennessee, because you won't regret it. It's just a great time and just a beautiful city. And the only thing about it is, I tried to take my rattlesnakes into Nashville to do a show, and I was called by the Tennessee Wildlife Resource Agency 24 hours before I was going to Nashville that if I brought my rattlesnakes, that they would, the jail was 6 blocks from the convention center. I said to them, I said, well, what about all the churches, you know, that the snake handlers? And he said, well,
they
lock the doors and they don't keep them in Tennessee. They just bring them over for, I'm thinking, okay, right. But it was a big surprise. And it was also a big surprise to the citizens of Nashville that they wouldn't let me do my show.
Yeah, well, maybe you should try again. Maybe you were talking to the wrong people. I
talked to the right people. They came and visited me to make sure I didn't bring any rattlesnakes across the state line, which I didn't. I completely respected what they said to me on the phone.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. But, you know, they do some funny stuff in Nashville. If you go to the Loveless Cafe and have breakfast there,
yeah,
they give you enough food, you could, if you ate it all, you'd be dead.
That's that good Southern hospitality.
Absolutely. And the best biscuits I ever had in my life.
Did you see any, what's wild is it's almost like L.A. You'll see famous people just walking around.
Oh, yeah. The studio that we were in, it was just like a residential area. It was a house turned into a studio. There was a fabulous studio next door. And the top country singers in the U.S. were recording there. They just go in and out, and they've got the best players. These guys don't just do country; they can do classical, they can do rock, they can do blues, they can do almost anything that you want. They just are fabulous.
They are, and it's just you have to inhale Nashville. You have to go down there, and it's spectacular.
Right.
Dr. Day, what a great show tonight.
I know. Thank you, Izzy, for making us feel the music.
Thank you,
and
sir.
Also, I'd like to say simultaneously.
Oh. I was waiting for you.
No, I'll say it twice. Simultaneously.
Simultaneously. That's a good word.
That's a good word.
We should write it down 5 or 10 times and never forget it.
You'll never trip on that word again, will you, Doctor?
I don't think I will. No.
Our guest tonight, Izzy Chain, a big event, May 7th. And where's that going to be happening at again, Izzy?
At Vibrato Jazz Grill in West Los Angeles on Beverly Glen. And it's a concert and a fundraiser for the Wildlife Way Station.
Fantastic organization. You know what we should do, Dr. Day? We should load up the Wild World Jet and head off and go there on May the 7th.
That would be a wonderful idea.
I'll talk
to
the pilot.
That would be terrific.
Our guest tonight is... absolutely. Next week on the program, a whole different direction, the new band Rough Church. It's going to be a truly interesting show. I'd like to thank Melissa Hudley, Wayne Larson, Scott Carney, and, of course, Dr. Henry Day. Good job, Doc.
Thank you. And thanks, Izzy, for being on again.
Oh, and our spectacular guest, Izzy Chait. Folks, this is Larry Batson. Have a great week, everybody. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. And this is Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for listening this week to Larry Batson's Wild World. Be sure to join us again next week at 10 p.m. for more of the latest outdoor and wildlife news and information, along with great tales from your host, world-renowned wildlife expert, Mr. Larry Batson. Tune in again next week for another exciting edition of Larry Batson's Wild World. Batson's Wild World is a Batson Wildlife Educational Services production in association with Blog Talk Radio.